Now, this is Vectis Radio. It's 11:28. It's Macca here until 1 o'clock. Now, Sonia Lee is a lady that was originally from Atlanta, and she moved to Nashville in 2012, and she's won over hearts of audiences and industry alike with her gritty vocal delivery and bold, honest approach to songwriting. Now, she found success in Music City with the release of her album, 1978 December. This album produced two US Billboard country hits, My Name Is Money. And last summer, her single release, Put It In Your Pocket, debuted as a highway find on Sirius XM's The Highway and climbed to the dizzy heights of the top 20s on their Hot 45 countdown. Sonia Lee also went top 10 in the United Kingdom on the Hot Disc European Top 40. Now, she's got a new single out, and it's called When We Are Alone, and it's going to be released on the 23rd of February, and she will be here to talk about it after we played the said track. So this is Sonia Lee and When We Are Alone. Song is apparently going to be released later this summer, and it belongs to Sonia Lee. The voice belongs to Sonia Lee, and she's now on the other end of this telephone talking from morning, Sonia. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm getting a little bit of a slow start this morning, but I'm doing great. I'm in Southampton right now.
You're in Southampton, so you're not the other side of the world then, obviously. You're just a bit of water between us.
Yeah, I'm around your parts here.
So, I mean, we just played you the song that's going to be released later this year. We also played you a song that you weren't aware of, but it's your new single, which is out on the 23rd of February. Do you know what? Both songs, I was kind of sat here thinking, here, whatever happened to Shania Twain? It sounds very much like Shania Twain.
Oh, wow. I really appreciate that. She's, you know, definitely the troubadour before me, for sure.
Well, obviously, you know, country. Everyone's got their own opinion of country music. I grew up thinking, oh, country music. It was, hang on, who's that bloke that died in the air? There was an aeroplane crash, and it was very untrendy. But nowadays, country music has become kind of trendy. Who do you think was the first people to sort of make it a little bit more trendy and take it into the charts and more likable?
Well, I think that it's changed a lot. It's kind of morphed into a brand new sound as more history collects for music. I think Jason Aldean and Eric Church have changed that game. And, you know, as far as women are concerned, women like Miranda Lambert and the Bam Perry and Taylor Swift have kind of really changed the game for women. So, I mean, the whole sound of country music's changed to where it's a little bit more poppy, and it's got a bit more of a beat and less of a, you know, and the subject matter's changed even, I think, you know?
There's just so much more to it. The guy I was trying to think of was John Denver, and I was thinking, oh, you know, I grew up thinking, you know, John Denver, how untrendy and how uncool. But you guys have kind of turned this around, so it's a little bit more poppy. It's a little bit more, I don't know. There was a bit of country rock about the two tracks that we've just played, and I honestly say, I think it's got a great sound to it. And like I say, I can hear bits of Shania Twain, and obviously she's kind of disappeared off the face of the earth in the last few years. So I would imagine that, you know, she's had some kind of influence on you and others alike.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm influenced by all music, though. I think that as far as my music personally is concerned, I walk a very, very edgy line as far as being labeled a country music artist. It's just a little bit outside of the mainstream box. And there's a lot of artists that are kind of paving and blazing a new path for music. And I'm happy to be a part of that.
So you're in the UK, in Southampton. I'm guessing you're here to promote the song that's coming out on the 23rd. And maybe are you playing live? Are you playing any gigs?
Yeah, by the way, you can get my song now on iTunes. It's already out. It's out. I need to get that changed for some reason. It's out, so you guys can get it on iTunes. And I'll be at the a pop-up stage at the C2C Festival at the O2. You can just check my website, www.sonialeigh.com, S-O-N-I-A-L-E-I-G-H. And all my dates are there, and I'll be going on the Euro tour in April. So I'm here for a while.
Are you actually on tour at the moment, or are you just promoting?
Right now I'm just promoting. I'm talking to people like you and who are kind enough to play my music and give me a chat.
Well, that's good, and I'm glad you're taking the time and the trouble to look us up, and you may be able to afford that stretch of water that gets you across to the Isle of Wight, because that's where we're based, so we're literally miles apart.
Oh, I love Isle of Wight. I've been there once, and it's wonderful. I would love to come over there.
What did you visit when you came?
You know what? I don't know. A friend of mine is in a band called The Czars. I don't know if you've heard them. He has a place over there. So I'm not really familiar with the different areas, but
how does when you go on tour later this year? Are you doing any venues in the UK?
I do. I'm playing the Water Rats. And I'm also, on the 15th of February, I'll be playing in Swindon at the King's Arms, at the ballroom in the King's Arms Hotel. So that'll be a wonderful gig. I'm excited. I'll be doing that show with a guy named Josh Kumra. And, all of my tour dates are on my website. So, and they just keep coming in. So I'm doing Monto Water Rats in April.
Okay, so just give us those details on the website again.
www.sonialeigh.com.
Okay, and I'd just like to wish you all the very best of luck with the tour and the new single that's out on the 23rd of February, When We Are Alone. And I'm guessing you can download that from iTunes or from your website.
Yes, you can.
Okay, look, thank you for your time and the trouble to give us a call today and tell us all about your new stuff. Will you come back and tell us you know, how the tour is going, when you started it?
Yeah, if you guys want me to call back in, I'd love to catch you up on how things are going. It'd be great.
Okay, for now though, Sonia Lee, thanks very much for being there.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hopefully, fingers crossed, she will be back after a second track, which is apparently due for release this summer.